What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is on right now. Right on into business here in curveball, right on into indoor track and field, folks. Just a little quick update on the K-State track and field team. Indoor season officially about to get started. Of course, the last time these squads were on the arena, as you want to put it, they were in preseason mode here in Manhattan, Kansas, with back-to-back preseason meets. Now they officially get started this weekend, and particularly on Saturday. I'm recording this podcast just before Alex calls in for us to do the weekly edition episode 140, which will be coming out tomorrow evening. So there's that. So the K-State Ailments track and field indoor teams will begin the year on. Actually, it begins tomorrow, actually. Yeah, with the KU, K-State, and Wichita State Triangular. It's going to be hosted by the, and apparently, when I'm looking at it, we're going to just go ahead and say this is going to be at the in Washburn, Washburn University, which is in Topeka, Kansas, for those of you who don't live here in Kansas, or you don't know where it is, you live here in the state of Kansas or in Kansas City, that's where that is. Right there at the Washburn Indoor Athletic Facility in Topeka, Kansas, beginning tomorrow. And actually, this is probably going to be a good thing that I'm doing this now, because we're going to have a whole bunch of dailies come out between now, Friday, and all the way through the weekend. So you want to make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast if you're not already. We're the only K-State podcast that posts daily content almost, and I'm going to save myself some room, 6 days a week, and including sometimes all 7 days of the week as well. So we're definitely risen to the occasion as well, part of the K-State family of podcasts there as well. Track and field, they'll get this thing started tomorrow at 11 Central Time, a.m. Central Time, with the weight throw, and all the track events will begin a little bit after 1:15 Central Time with the mile run down there as well. A little bit of a summary of what this is. The Triangular, which consists of the men's and women's teams from Kansas University, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, is a team scored meet with the individuals' events points at being added to an overall score, and the winning team is determined by that there as well. And of course, last year, TJ Sankar, who is the, of course, who won the NT, snuck in a burp right there, won the NCAA Outdoor Championship, National Championship in the high jump. There, he earned the high point award for the second straight year in a row, 17.25 points in four events right there as well. It's going to be the first season of this Triangular. Actually, the first season of the Triangular, was back in 2014 to the 15 season, since the 7 women and 4 men hold event records in this very meet as well. Somebody to watch here. Obviously, the last time we talked track and field on this podcast, we had some quite a new faces on both these teams, both the women and the men. So this is gonna be a good little bit of test here to see how they do. Of course, you know, K-State is far and above better than KU and Wichita State when it comes to track and field. So I expect some good performances in this meet tomorrow there as well. And one particularly on the women's side, the pentathlon will feature junior Yurte Bickenskate. I know I keep saying the first name from here and there, but Yurte Bickenskate. We're going to say that, but I know I'm really close with the last name, so we're going to roll with that here on the Pro Project Podcast. That's how we roll on Triple P. She will compete in a pentathlon. This is back in December, but still though, she's going to be, man, I'm over the place. I'm sorry, but she was a factor in that first couple of meets there back here in Manhattan, where she put up some impressive numbers there, and I expect her to do the same thing here. Maybe sneak a win or two And maybe she was going to be the one this year to score high mark for K-State. So I expect her to do some big things for Yurite Bakenskate tomorrow in this meet as well. So obviously you want to follow track and field. You're interested in wanting to know more about the sport or trying to keep track of this team. Obviously right now men's basketball is the headliner, followed by women's basketball. Obviously you have K-State football news with all the announcements of the NFL, declaring of the NFL drafts recently there as well. But you want to follow the track and field, you got to go to the website kstatesports.com for more. And of course they're on Twitter as well. I'll get more information on that. Actually you could probably find out easily by clicking on just typing on K-State track and field. It should pull up as at K-State TNF. If that's my best guess for you right there. So don't want to pull you in the wrong direction, but I'm pretty sure that is it. But you can type in on the Twitter feed there in the little search button there, K-State track and field or K-State TNF, and it should pull right up there for you guys as well. So that's going to be right there tomorrow. K-State will be taking on KU and good old Wichita State in the KU, K-State, KSU, or WSU Triangular tomorrow as well. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. I will have this up probably immediately. So it looks like for today, for tomorrow, it's going to be probably most likely either 3 or 4 dailies pop up tomorrow as well. So I'm telling you, busy, busy day, weekend coming up for the Pro Project Podcast, including the weekly edition will come out on its usual time and day tomorrow night around between 7 and 8. So it'll be there for your listening adventures throughout the weekend as usual to get you ready for men's basketball going at TCU and K-State women's basketball trying to once again bounce back from a hard loss against Iowa State last night in Ames. They are taking on Texas Tech back at home Saturday afternoon at 4 Central Time as well. So definitely we'll have all the reaction towards that throughout this weekend. That's going to do it on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Daily, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Talk to you next time on the next daily edition of Triple P.